Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today is Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Megan Lynch. A multi-million dollar project to expand Metrolink in St. Louis is on pause. Sean Malone begins our team coverage.
Concerned the taxpayer-funded project might have shrunk too much to receive federal grants, Bi-State Development has paused work on the Green Line expansion at the request of St. Louis City Mayor Kara Spencer. Spencer says she's looking for more guidance from Bi-State on what is needed to get back to the original 17-mile proposal. Spencer won't rule out asking the voters for another tax hike if that's what's necessary.
It's my understanding we would have had to pass an additional tax measure anyway, and I think we need to be honest and transparent with the public about that, and that's what I'm asking for from Bi-State.
The most recent proposal was for 8.5 miles of new track.
This is a normal part of being sure that it's the best project for St. Louis.
Bi-State Development CEO Talby Roach tells KMOX he's known Kara Spencer for years as a transit supporter. He thinks she just wants the best, most viable project, as do others who've spoken up.
In a way, we kind of have a good problem. I have one community to the south in the Dutchtown neighborhood, and they're real disappointed that we're not going further south.
KMOX asked if the North-South Metrolink could become a less expensive bus rapid transit, which functions similar to a train.
Look, Michael, it's really clear the 2017 tax initiative specifically spells out Metrolink North-South expansion. It's unusual, in fact, that we have something so specific from the taxpayers.
Spencer suggests the Green Line expand its reach into South County and North County. Roach says he's in conversations with St. Louis County officials, but hasn't found much grassroots support. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Citing issues with charging residents for work that was not completed, Mayor Kara Spencer has shut down the ARPA-funded building stabilization program. Spencer, who supported the program while on the Board of Aldermen, says the program needed to stop.
Unfortunately, it was pretty poorly executed, the result of which was, frankly, more harm than good to communities.
$13 million in ARPA money was set aside for the program, with around $5.5 million still unspent. Spencer says they're exploring how they can still use the rest of the ARPA money. Another controversy brewing between the St. Louis County Executive and the Council.
Dr. Sam Page vetoed Shalonda Webb's legislation for urban farming in North County. The Council passed funding of $3.2 million, which would then go to Rustic Roots Sanctuary, who would disperse the money.
Well, the intent of this legislation was a good one. The bill does not pass legal muster. Without going through the legal process to select vendors for county funds, I can't and will not sign any contracts that would allow those funds to be released.
Additionally, three farms pulled out of the program, citing too many red flags with the Rustic Roots Sanctuary, such as questions about deeds for farmlands and proof of insurance. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The state Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Missouri's paid sick leave and minimum wage law wording and cost projections were not misleading or inaccurate. Business groups had challenged Proposition A and made those arguments along with others. Belton Representative Sherry Gallick, the sponsor of a bill to change the paid sick leave requirements, hopes the legislature will pass her bill.
I have hope because I know that there are businesses that are reaching out every day. There's businesses in the hallway today. I wish that a lot of people would have been more proactive in the beginning, we might not have found ourselves in this spot.
The court goes on to say it does not have jurisdiction to decide whether Proposition A violated the state constitution's requirement to have a single subject and clear title. A separate opinion says the high court doesn't believe the judges can rule on legal arguments about a ballot title's wording after the election is over. Not just employees, but those who hire them likely have questions about the sick leave provision.
We see a lot of that happening. It's unfortunate that some in the business community have sought to sow confusion instead of clarity. And it's one reason why we have set up a website, moworkersrights.org, that employees and employers can go to and can get information about the law.
Richard Von Glahn, policy director of the left-leaning group Missouri Jobs with Justice, tells KMOX more than 500 businesses report they've already started providing the benefits from Proposition A early. Road work ramping up across Missouri.
John Nelson, state highway safety and traffic engineer for MoDOT, tells MissouriNet there's no off-season for road work in Missouri, but that it significantly increases once the cold weather is gone.
Springtime is kind of the time of year where that ushers in, you know, and lasts really well into the fall, maybe even into early winter. But this year especially, you know, we're talking about historic levels of road work in our state here in Missouri.
That's mainly due to the expansion of Interstate 70 to six lanes total across the state from St. Louis to Kansas City. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.